ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Herald of Truth broadcast is on the air, a program of spirit and truth dedicated to teaching the way of God more perfectly. These broadcasts contain keys to help unlock knowledge and reveal hidden truths of the Bible in these last days. Christians called to a higher level of understanding will be given Bible-based solutions to their personal as well as national problems. They will want to find out more about their part in God's plan. Our mailing address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602, and will be given again at the end of this broadcast.
Good evening. This is Brother Mike of Kingdom Identity Ministries, welcoming you to another one of our first of the month live Kingdom Concepts broadcasts. First of all, I'd like to thank David James for standing in for me last month when I was preparing for an out-of-state trip. I do appreciate that. We're being heard tonight over radio stations WWCR on both transmitters 3 and 4. That's 4.840 megahertz and 5.890 megahertz, and also on shortwave station WBCQ at 7.490 megahertz. You can also go to our website, kingidentity.com, kingidentity.com. Go to our radio page and you'll see links to those stations. And also we have a link there for listening live to this broadcast. The Bible serves us as a guide for every aspect of our lives. We're told if we keep God's laws, we will be blessed. And if we disobey them, we will be cursed. Among the laws that are most ignored by ordinary Christians are the dietary laws of the Scripture. And they're given to us to obtain maximum health benefits. This is the subject we're going to be dealing with in tonight's broadcast and related matters in the spirit of the law. My guest for the program is a nutritionist and health consultant who knows our Christian heritage is the true Israel of the Bible. He's also a longtime friend I've known for many years since we went to Washington, D.C. with Pastor Emery to lobby the Congress on behalf of God's laws. I'd like to welcome back to the broadcast Ken Anderson.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Good to be with you again, once again.
Well, it's great to have you. As both a nutritionist and a Christian believer, can you tell us about the reason for the biblical food laws as found in Leviticus 11, Deuteronomy 14?
Why, sure. I believe I can because the Bible definitely says that we're to eat certain food and not to eat other food. And it's identified there in two chapters in the Bible, Leviticus 11 and Deuteronomy 14, as you said. And people should go there and read the entire, both chapters entirely, because it gives the instructions, and it basically calls the two categories clean and unclean. Unclean meaning we're not to eat. Clean meaning we can eat. Now, the difference in the category, the unclean are primarily scavengers. This is what God put on the earth to eat up dead animals. It's to clean up the filth upon the earth. If a animal dies out in the wilderness, drops dead, for whatever reason, pretty soon, vultures come and eat the carcass. Then the ants and the maggots and all these things come and they clean it up. Pretty soon there's nothing left but bones and then they deteriorate. So that's the purpose of the unclean primarily is. And they're not to be consumed as food. God said, do not consume these. Now when we do eat unclean meat, like pork, pigs are unclean. Vultures and rats and dogs, they're unclean. We're not to eat them. Some people do, and they don't drop dead right away, but they get sicker quicker because what they're eating is a very toxic meat that is full of poisons and parasites and different things that that animal has been exposed to, but that was his job. Okay, so that's kind of an overview of what's happened. An example would be the clean fish, the fish in the ocean and in the rivers. It says fish should have both fins and scales. Now, for instance, clams and shrimp and lobster, they don't fall in that category. Those are animals and creatures that God put on the earth, he put in the ocean to clean up filth. Now, I read a report some time ago about some people that they took a bathtub and put all kinds of manner of dirt, pollution, poisons, ink, all kinds of stuff in that bathtub or in the tub. And then they put in a whole bunch of clams, just dumped a barrel, or not a barrel, but a 5-gallon bucket of clams in. And after a while, the water was pure. Because the job of the clam, one of the jobs is to, they open up the muscle, basically it takes in the filth that's in the ocean, in this case in the tub, and then it squeezes it out, and it keeps the poison inside the clam, the shell, in the muscle. And then when it dies, it's locked in there for a long time because it's sealed up. So the poison that was put in the water, you cannot kill a clam hardly at all by any poison, pollution of any type. That's his job, is to take in the poison, destroy it, neutralize it, so that we don't eat it. We don't have it in our water system. But there is people that'll open up clams and eat them.
I heard of a polluted harbor on the eastern coast where they prohibited harvesting clams and the other unclean sea creatures for a period of time, and it cleaned up the pollution when they left them and didn't let people fish for them, or yeah, whatever you call it.
Right, right. Yep. That's absolutely true. That's happened quite a few places. And another thing that they do is they do it because they're so toxic at that point, people eat them and they might get very sick, and the hospitals will be full of sick people. They'll have food poisoning from eating this poison. When factories let out a sewer system or there's a spill, that's when they restrict the harvesting of clams and shrimp and stuff like that. So anyway, that's very, very true. Now, the clean meat is okay. Now, it's interesting. We have a lot of people promoting vegetarianism, and some people are taking everybody off of meat. They go, well, people that don't eat meat live longer, and they live healthier, and it's better for you. But what they're comparing is people that eat unclean meat. I've never really seen much of studies on the difference between people eating clean meat and people eating unclean meat. And vegetarians. They always lump the two together. So when the people eat meat and they get sick, sicker than they should be, it's because they're eating meat that they should not be eating. Because in Genesis 1 and 2 and 3, if you go back in the first book of the Bible, people used to do this, and God created, and he looks at every day and he says, what I've made is good. What I've made is good. And then on the sixth day, he looks at and he says, what I've made is real good. Well, one of the things he made was animals. He made, all these different animals. So he looked at it as good. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, Jesus ate meat. And Jesus fed the fish to the, multitude. And when the angels came to Abraham, to tell him that he was going to have a child. Well, what happened is that he invited the angels to stay, and he told his people that worked for him to go out and kill the fatted calf and bring it in. And he fed the angels meat from the calves, from the animals. Now, if all meat was harmful, like many people say, I don't believe that. Now, it can be for the way they raise them, shoot them full of hormones and do all this kind of stuff. But I'm talking about natural grass-fed animals, fed that are healthy, not shot full of antibiotics. But God, Abraham fed the angels meat, fish. So, you know, it's hard
Christ
for me.
Christ also divided the fish to the multitudes.
That's
I have the owner of the largest health food store in Fort Smith tell me that a lot of the Seventh-day Adventists who won't eat meat come into his store and buy, well, liver supplements and things like that because their nutrition is lacking by not eating meat.
Right. Yeah, there are several things that are they're lacking in that. Well, now, we need to, preachers and Christians need to be teaching God's health principles, God's health laws. 70% of the Bible, or so 69 to 70% of the Bible, is on other things besides salvation. Salvation is very important, but most churches spend most of their time on salvation, which is nothing wrong with that. But there's a bunch of laws in the Bible on military laws, and of course what we're talking about here is food laws, sanitation laws, military laws. So we're not going to get into all that, but much of the Bible has to do with other things other than salvation. Now, when we have people that don't teach this, and then they go to church, and then they have prayer requests, and the prayer requests are for financial problems and for marital problems and sickness. But then after the prayer request is over, the church service is over, then they go out and they have a potluck and they have unclean food. They have donuts. They have junk food there. Now, sugar is a poison. Sugar is more addictive than cocaine and heroin. More addictive than cocaine and heroin. And we've got a nation of sick people. We've got a nation of sick people because we're eating unclean meat to a large extent. There's a lot of pollution thrown in there. And I'm not going to get into that. But the people are eating the unclean, and then they're eating junk food, processed food. They're not eating food that God made in Genesis. They're not eating natural food. Seedless watermelon certainly is not a natural food. It won't reproduce on its own. Seedless grapes, people think they're eating natural food when they're eating those kind of things. That's not natural. People are buying like Hostess Twinkies. They're buying processed food. 90% of every dollar spent in America on groceries, on the average, 90% is spent on processed junk food. And so we end up with people being sick. Then they go to the doctor and they give them a drug, which you can look in the side effects, and it has a whole long list of five side effects, rather than turn those people over to biblical health principles and follow natural, and he started eating natural food instead of food-like substances. Okay? Now,
yes,
when I mentioned...
believe that eating things that are junk food is not keeping the spirit of the law. The letter of the law says don't eat the unclean meats. But the spirit
right.
of the law says don't eat the junk that God didn't create.
That's absolutely right. And then you can, and also this whole thing about, some people are going to say, oh, we're teaching food laws are going to help us see salvation. We're not talking about salvation here. We're just talking about principles of good health. Now, maybe if you eat unclean and you're going to die sooner, you're going to get the kingdom, you're going to have faster results in what you believe is going to happen after you die. But people don't have to suffer years and years of suffering from eating junk food. So we need preachers and we need teachers to teach these principles. Now I have a course and I can teach classes, but I want to get onto that in a second, but I mentioned, cocaine and heroin was not as addictive as sugar. Some of your people might not know about a publication of study that was done in 2007. Mike, what they did is they got rats. This was rats, not mice. Rats were, they got them addicted to cocaine, addicted to heroin, and addicted to sugar. And the sugar they used was a food, so-called food-like substance of Oreo cookies. And then when they gave the rats their choice, they would always run to the Oreo cookies, rip open the bag, twist it, and eat the white filling first. Just like most people do. They're addicted to sugar. Now, cocaine and heroin's a little harder to get. Sugar is real easy for everybody to get, and now we're getting it all day long, every day. And that's a real problem. Now, the end result of that real problem is we have America is 37th in the world as far as health goes. We are sicker than 36 other countries around the world. We're number one in 911 emergency care, but we're 37th in total health benefits. We've got one out of three people that are pre-diabetic. We've got 3 out of 10 children that are obese. We got obese babies that are in diapers. Now, this is because not necessarily have they gone out to McDonald's and got on donuts and junk food. Babies in diapers are inheriting this from their mother and their father and their grandfather and grandmother and great-grandmother and great-grandfather. It's passed down to three and four generations, and we have hormones that are out of balance causing children to be obese in diapers today. Now, the government and the UN, the World Health Organization, both say that the children today are not going to live as long as their parents. This is the first time in recorded history that this has happened. We've got a pandemic going on. Pandemic means a worldwide problem that's killing people. But it's not killing us overnight. It's killing us quicker than we should be we shouldn't be dying early age, and we're keeping people alive with drugs, but they're not healthy. And so these children are getting diabetes. They got, a few years ago, we didn't have such a thing as oncologists, which is doctors that specialize in cancer. Now we have a category called pediatric oncology, which is doctors that specialize in children. And then there's a special category that have cancer. Pediatric oncologist. Children now, in fact, we had a prayer request in come into my church. My son's the pastor of our church. My other son is the leads of music. But we had a prayer request come in that somebody had a 6-month-old baby that has liver cancer. So they asked us to pray. Of course, we're adding it to the prayer chain. But this is sad. This is sad what's happening in America. We used to have 250 to 300 children were autistic. Now it's 1 in 5 children in America that are autistic.
Of course, autism and a lot of other problems come from they're shooting them up with vaccinations from the time they're born.
That was my next point. You're absolutely right. So we have people that are eating bad food. The churches are not teaching us laws. We have farmers that are raising crops that are using artificial fertilizer, and the crops are not healthy, so they spray poison on the crop, and then they're feeding that to the people. And then when the people feel bad, they go to the doctor, and the doctor gives them drugs, and what's really bad is the shots. They're giving newborn children many, many vaccinations, and they're having all kinds of trouble from that. And so we got poison after poison after poison coming into our bodies. We got an immune system that should take care of all these poisons, but because we're malnourished in vitamins and minerals, we don't eat natural food, then the body, the immune system doesn't function properly, and then we get sicker quicker. It's really bad, and vaccinations are terrible, people, but there's a lot of things that are terrible. I mean, air pollution in many areas is terrible. But, you know, like for instance, when we have pollen in the air, and some people think that's terrible because they're sneezing when they have this pollen in the air. But not everybody sneezes when they have pollen in the air. Just the sick, malnourished people sneeze when they breathe pollen. Healthy people don't sneeze when they breathe pollen in. Now, the same thing is true with people that are exposed to air pollution, people that are exposed to black mold. Black mold is not good for us. But if we have a healthy immune system, we don't get sick from black mold, like in the basement or something. We don't get sick from pollution. We don't get sick from pollen and dust in the air. All these things, they all overlap, Michael. And you and I both, we've talked about it before, how these things overlap. And that's why we need to have people teaching God's laws. And I have a book. I talked about the natural, the clean and unclean. And I have a book that I would like to give free. I will mail it free to any one of your listeners if they want to read just one aspect of this. And I'm going to give you a website that you can go. And I've got many hours of recordings on my website. But I'll give you that in a minute. Let me give you this book. It's Dietary Laws of the Bible. It talks about the clean and the unclean. It talks about what we've been talking about here, but it's zeroed in on one category, Bible Dietary Laws. It's by Victor Lachman. And that's available. Anybody wants to buy this book? I think it's $14.95. I got several cases of it. And I'll give it to every one of your listeners, Michael, if they send me their email address and their mailing address and their phone number, and I will mail it to them. I'll pay the shipping, and they can have this Dietary Laws of the Bible. If they have a website, if they have an email address, but I need their address to mail it to them. I can't send it
internet. Our listeners need your contact.
Okay, so let me give you.
So go ahead and give it to them.
Okay, all right. My Ken Anderson. But it's P.O. Box 3546, P.O. Box 3546, Central Point, Oregon, two words, Central Point, Oregon, 97502. And my phone number is 1-800-645-8088, 1-800-645-8088. If they want to text me or they want to call my cell, let me give my cell phone. It's 541-840-6811. And if they didn't get my address, you can call me and I'll write it down and I'll send you the book free, Dietary Laws of the Bible.
We'll give you the opportunity
if they want
to repeat that contact information later in the broadcast. But it reminds me that I forgot at the top of the hour to announce our phone number. It's toll-free 877-924-7722. So if anybody would like to join us tonight, call 877-924-7722. You can remember that by 877-YAWS-RACE. Go ahead, Kent.
Good, good. Well, people, we are a sick nation. In fact, there is so much going on now, and so many people are getting sick with diabetes and many other conditions that they don't need to be getting these conditions. But the average person is, they're building hospitals as fast as they can. They're advertising drugs all the time. they're not promoting, nobody's promoting. Most churches don't even say anything. In most cases, churches never preach anything about God's health principles. They want to pray about it and let people get spiritually healed. I'm all for that. But a sick Christian makes a poor witness for Christ when they're sick because they're violating God's law. Now let's just use an example. Somebody that gets drunk all the time, and then he to church Saturday night, he gets drunk. Sunday morning, he tries to get a hangover. He goes to church and he passes the collection plate. He's part of everything and everybody, nobody challenges him on it. But everybody knows he's an alcoholic. Everybody knows he's a drunk. That's a poor witness for Christ. Well, the same thing is true with obesity, gluttony. The same thing is true with people that are beating their wives and their child abusers, or they're beating their children, or beating their wives. People that have, they get mad so quick because they're so sick. They don't have healthy nerves. They don't have a healthy gut. Now, when I say gut, I'm talking about the intestinal tract, because a lot of challenges come from the gut, our digestive tract, and then through our small and large intestinal tract. That's the bacteria in there is what feeds our nerves. It feeds our brain. It's amazing. They didn't take.
As I say, not only is it a poor witness, and some people would consider the food laws the least of the laws, but if God can't trust us in the least of the laws, he's certainly not going to trust us with greater things to carry forward his kingdom. We have a caller from New
York. That's
right. The caller from London, New York. You're on the air.
I wanted to ask a question that has been bothering me about all this chemtrail thing. I have seen a lot of this stuff, as a matter of fact, recently, before this last bad weather that's come through here. It was beautiful, clear skies, and it all of a sudden it was just full of chemtrails, more than I'd ever seen. And I always wonder, sometimes I even smell a kind of a sickening sweet smell, and especially in the fall, this is not natural because there is nothing natural that is putting out any kind of sweet smell like flowers and something in the spring. I also noticed over the years I collect rainwater to water my garden. Over the years, I've been here probably 20 years, and I've noticed in the last 7-8 years, at the end of the season, when I empty my feed troughs that I collect water off the roof with, that it's full of a red residue at the bottom of the feed troughs. I've always wanted to collect it and send it somewhere to have it tested, but it seems like this has been a phenomena that has occurred in conjunction with the increase in these chemtrails, and I just wonder what these things are about. I listen to other shows, and I've turned on the radio and heard people like Alex Jones saying, "Oh, we've had these guys on." I've never heard him have these guys on. I've never heard anybody ever talk about it, and I'm just wondering if there is some kind of connection between us getting sicker and this, whatever this is that they're putting in the air.
Well, I think there is a direct connection. We have pollution of many types, and many, much of them are man-made. And I think that the chemtrails can be and have been well documented that there's poison that some airplanes are putting out. I think that that's a problem, but like I said earlier, when you have a strong immune system, the body will take care of it. That's the key. It's our immune system, it's our natural tumor cells, it's our T cells, It's our being, so like one. And it's our limb system. We have a liver and a kidney. We have lungs. We have lymph nodes. We have all these things in our filters to get rid of poisons. But we have to have all the raw material. That's why I promote everybody taking a natural multiple vitamin and mineral, take some supplements that nourish the body's immune system so that you can withstand that. You and I don't know who you are, but you and I don't have any way of changing what they're doing with the chemtrails, the spraying. But what we can do is we can take care of ourselves and make a difference. We don't have to buy canned corn or Hostess Twinkies or donuts or pop. We can eat natural water, drink pure water, eat natural food, and take natural supplements and have a healthier system. We've got a choice. That the preachers of America don't preach this. Most churches never cover it. And it's a fault. I see a fault in the churches. I see a fault in the public school system, but I can't change that. I see a fault in the medical establishment, but I can't change that. But what I can do is help people understand, learn, and take care of themselves, make themselves healthier. Each one of us, one at a time, can share this good word, share God's plan, share all this stuff. And if you want information on what I believe, then contact me and I'll send you the data that I follow, that I give out to people, supplements that I take and I recommend that make a difference. I have a lot of people come to me with breathing problems. Now, I'm in Oregon. We had a lot of fires around Oregon not too long ago, a lot of them. The smoke was so bad you couldn't see a quarter of a mile. Now, the people that were healthy didn't have a problem. But people that had lung disorders and asthma and bronchitis and emphysema, those people had a problem. Many of those people got on natural products, and they, during the bad, polluted, smoky time, they got healthier during that time because they figured they better try to do something. They heard about our program, they got on our program, and they got healthy during that bad time of polluted air. So, yeah, there's a lot we can do, but we have to do it. We have to take care of ourselves and our family. If you're eating sugar, if you got white sugar in the house, you got poison in the house. I don't care if you got raw sugar or processed sugar or artificial sweetener, they're all harmful. They're all harmful.
Pardon? You mentioned water, and I know the city water has chloride and chlorine and all kinds of junk in it. I live in the country and I have a well. But a lot of the people who want pure water drink it out of these plastic bottles. And it's my understanding that the plastic is putting chemicals into the water.
Well, yes, you're right. It depends on the company that has the plastic. Different plastics are different. But, yeah, but it's probably much better. Even the plastic that has or that some of the bottles are leaching out some stuff into the water is probably not as bad as the chlorine and the fluoride. Fluoridation in the water is rat poison, that's poison, and chlorine kills life. It kills life. So when you drink water that has chlorine in it, you go to a restaurant, you're drinking that water, that's going into your gut, into your stomach, and it's killing off your friendly bacteria, which is part of your digestive system. That's where the body makes the B vitamins to feed the nerves so that you don't get moody and sensitive and depression. People that are drinking tap water are really risking a lot. If they're drinking tap water, which is a city water that has chlorine in it. So, yeah, absolutely. You need to get a filter. I think distilled water is the best water, the purest water. But any kind of filter is better than none. But the better quality filter, I mean, that's a whole different story, and that we get into that sometime. But if anybody has questions on it, call me, write to me. I don't know if I gave my email address, but it's makemeyounger@gmail.com. cleanmeyounger@gmail.com. Write to me and I'll send you some information. There's a lot I'd like to share with people in every area. But the caller there mentioned the chemtrails. Yes, that's a problem. But people, we might complain about the chemtrails. Then we go in a grocery store and we buy all canned food. We buy 5 pounds of sugar. We eat bread all the time. Bread is harmful to our body. White bread is bad. Whole wheat bread, actually, now pretty much is not very good at all. I don't recommend it hardly at all because bread converts to sugar. Pizza dough, pizza converts to sugar. Sugar's harmful to the body. Sugar is harmful to the immune system. Sugar is public enemy number one as far as easy to stop eating it. Sugar, there's sugar in salad dressing. There's sugar in a lot of foods anymore. People, you need to read the label. You shouldn't get more than 5 grams of sugar a day. Even less would be better. But some people are getting 150 grams of sugar a day. What happens if you get a lot of sugar? You have a weak immune system. Another thing that happens when you eat a lot of sugar is you have pancreas problems and adrenal problems. First you have low blood sugar, then you have diabetes. Type 2 diabetes is when you eat bad for several years and all of a sudden you have diabetes. Then you have plugged arteries. Then you have tumors growing. All this is reversible, correctable, and preventable. It's preventable. Primarily, we have to follow God's health principles and, of course, eating the clean meat, eating natural food, growing a garden, grow your own food. Don't get hybrid crops. Don't get genetically modified food. Get non-GMO food. Grow your own crops or go to a farmer's market and get stuff fresh. If you're going to buy meat, then get it from somebody that you know has grass-fed animals with chickens and turkey and beef, elk, antelope. There's clean meat, but the unclean is harmful. Read the book that I mentioned. I'll send it to anybody free, and if they call me or get with me, I'll send them information so you can do your own homework. Let me give another study. This is kind of new, Michael. There's a certain breed of mice. They call them agouti mice, I think is the title. But anyway, they're mice that are genetically modified. So generation after generation after generation, they're always obese mice. They've changed their DNA so that every generation, these mice are obese and they're kind of red in color instead of brown. They're kind of red in color. And this has been going on for years. They've been, people's labs can buy these genetically modified mice to experiment with on drugs or diets or whatever. But one man got the mice and he fed them a whole lot of kale when they were pregnant. When the litter came out, none of the babies were obese. They were all normal size and normal color. So now that started a whole new science of medicine, a whole new branch of medicine called epigenetics. Epigenetics mean we can change our DNA. We can change our genes. It's not something that we cannot change. I, for instance, have had 3 people that had color blindness. When they changed their diet and took some specific supplements that help the body function, they corrected their color blindness. Their color blindness went away. Well, most people teach that that's unchangeable. Well, now we know it's not unchangeable. It is changeable by epigenetics and by proper eating and proper supplements and getting off the junk and eating natural things. So Michael, where do you want to go from here? There's so many things to cover.
We can go in a lot of directions. A few minutes ago, you mentioned depression, And just now you mentioned obesity. I've been told that both obesity and smoking do cause mental problems. And we just had a mass shooting today, and we've had one not long ago in Nevada and elsewhere. And
yeah.
The doctors are giving these people psychotropic drugs. The news media doesn't say too much about it, but that's a big cause of these mass shootings.
And almost every, I wrote an article about that about five shootings ago, when there was a lot of other shootings, and they, you know, and every one of them, all but one, every one of them but one, they were on prescription drugs from their doctor that were from a psychiatrist. And they, all these drugs that they were taking will cause that problem. You're absolutely right. But sugar does it too. Sugar weakens the body's ability to think properly. It destroys the gut bacteria. And I would recommend a book that your readers could get. It's a New York Times bestseller. It's one of the newer books that's on the market that I think is fantastic. And it's called Brain in Your Head, Brain Maker. Brain Maker. You can get it in audio, and you can get it in hardback book. The author is David Perlmutter. David Perlmutter, MD. And if you're on the internet, if you want to go to YouTube, type in Brain Maker. You'll see some interviews and talks by him. You can buy the book. It's fantastic. It's all about the friendly bacteria in our gut and the bad bacteria in our gut. We have more bacteria in our gut, more cells in our gut than we do in the whole rest of our body because they're so much smaller. We are more bacteria than we are human. I don't know if everybody understands that. We've got more cells in our gut than we do in the whole rest of the body. And when we drink chlorinated water, when we eat sugar, when we eat things like artificial coloring, artificial flavoring, preservatives, GMO food, that's what we're swallowing. We're destroying our friendly bacteria in our gut. He goes into that in detail. And then the bad bacteria grows, and then the gut controls a lot of our thinking, depression. And if we're obese, there's certain bacteria when it grows in the gut, and we get a lot of that particular bacteria, then we have a strong tendency, in fact, 100% of the time, it becomes obese. It's amazing what the bacteria in the gut control, but we gotta eat fermented food like natural sauerkraut, natural yogurt with no sugar, and different things that are fermented. That's a good food. We got to feed the friendly bacteria. Go to the health food store, buy probiotics, stuff like that, to reimplant the friendly bacteria. Get off of the junk. Anytime you take a series of antibiotics, you're just like, it's like a bang, a bomb going off in your gut. You're sterilizing everything. Well, what comes back the quickest is the bad bacteria. You've got to reimplant the friendly bacteria to overcome the bad bacteria. And this is a problem. You go to a dentist, they give you, pull a tooth, they give you an antibiotic. You might not even need it, but they give it to protect themselves from a lawsuit. But every time you take an antibiotic, you're destroying your immune system. You're destroying your friendly bacteria in your gut. Every time you drink chlorinated water, you're destroying the friendly bacteria in your gut. So you're right. When we take shots, we take vaccinations, we get vaccinations. We have people that their mind isn't working right. So they go to the doctor and they give them some drugs that have known side effects. And then they go out and shoot people and they say, well, the problem is the guns. They're the problem. No, that's not the problem. The problem is the doctor that gave him the drugs. No, that's not the problem. Well, that's part of it. It was the fact that his preacher never told him to eat natural food, God's food. I put the blame on the Christian churches of America. They're the ones that are holding America hostage by not teaching this to the public. Because it's all laid out in God's Word. Many other things. But my subject is this category, but absolutely. That's what we did in Washington, right?
Right.
Shared.
You mentioned both unclean foods and junk food and various things like drugs and so on. But the Bible talks about clean foods, that we're not supposed to eat anything with the blood or with the fat. Would you like to comment on that?
Okay. Well, the fat we now know is good. But fat from unclean animals is not good because it's full of poisons. You know, I don't recommend people eating a liver from a sick cow that's been shot full of hormones and antibiotics, and then the poisons are high and they will go into the fat. So I don't recommend it. But the clean meat, yeah, we're not to drink the blood. We're not to eat blubber, lots of it. But there is a certain amount of fat that we now know we have to have. But we can always get too much of the wrong kind of fat. But coconut oil is good. Butter is good. But margarine is harmful. And so the clean meats, in fact, I kind of skipped over that, the fat is not as bad as what we've been told. A lot of people have been told for years to not eat fat, be on a fat-free diet. Food tastes bad when it doesn't have fat in it, so they added sugar to it. And ever since they started doing that, from about 20 years ago, the heart attack risk and the has gone up. Diabetics have gone up. We got a sicker nation. We got more obese people because they're not getting fat. They're getting, they were on a fat-free diet and they replaced that with sugar. So we need natural fats, natural oils, and we need to get off of the sugar. But
of course,
going back
to between the marbling in a meat and just plain old fat, the thick fat on the outside.
There you go. That's right. Yeah. The marbling is okay. It gives a good taste, actually.
Yeah.
And one thing before I forgot to cover that is when in the Bible, people that go to church so often, Peter's vision in Acts 10. That was all done away with. We can eat anything we want now. God said, what I've cleansed, do not call unclean. And they used Acts 10 as one. The sheet was let down from heaven, and Peter had a vision of all these clean and unclean animals that were on this vision that he had. And God said, kill and eat. And Peter said, this was like 6 or 7 years after the Pentecost, and Peter still wasn't eating unclean animals. Peter didn't eat unclean animals. He saw this sheet let down. He says, no, Lord, I don't eat anything common or unclean. Said it again. No, Lord, I don't eat common or unclean. Third time. No, Lord, don't eat common or unclean. Then the sheet was taken up. And then Peter explains the vision that he had a couple chapters later. Just keep reading in Acts 10, the vision that Peter had, and he explains the vision. Don't. Listen to your pastor who doesn't explain this. Read the Bible and read what it says. Peter said, I don't eat anything common or unclean. Then later he's explaining that God showed me to not call any man common or unclean. And then he went to Cornelius and preached the gospel. So it had nothing to do with food. It was an example of him understanding the people that he could go to. The gospel is available to everybody, primarily. Not everybody accepts it as readily.
Well, there was a rivalry between the southern kingdom of Judah and then the dispersed northern tribes. And
yeah.
I believe Cornelius was one of the dispersed northern tribes of Israel. And the lesson there was God is no respecter of persons. You know, what he has cleansed,
right,
don't call common or unclean. They distort a lot of different biblical scriptures in the same way.
You're absolutely right. And one where he says, don't call unclean what I have cleansed. Okay, show me where he cleansed the pig. Show me where he cleansed the cockroach. Show me where he cleansed the vulture. He didn't. You know,
we're also told that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He didn't come to cleanse a pig. He came to cleanse us of our sins.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Absolutely. Yep, you're true. So I hope this makes sense for people. And there's so much that we can cover, but we need to be following principles that most people know are not good health principles. In other words, if you're doing something that you know is not good, stop it.
I was going to say there's some other things we might touch on. The Bible talks about the spiritual aspects of fasting, but what are the health benefits of fasting?
Oh, good. Good one. Well, I have a program. It's called the Reboot Kit that I recommend people. And the Reboot Kit is a program where I put people on a fast for 28 days. But it's a unique fast. I give them natural food that they can eat, but I put them a fast of sugar and junk food. Okay? So, and then I have them take the supplements that build up their immune system. It's called the Reboot Kit. 28-day program. They'll eat one meal a day, and they have these bars, like candy bars, but they're no sugar, natural vitamins and minerals, and it's a program that I recommend. But getting back to the fasting, one of the best, simplest ways for people to feel better is follow the animals. What do animals do when they get sick? They stop eating. But humans continue to eat when they get sick. We're dumber than the animals. And when you don't eat anything, when you stop, you know, you probably can drink water. You can drink water, but there is what they call dry fasting. You don't drink or you eat for a day or two or three. No food, no water. And that's extreme. I'm not going to talk about that. But when people fast, when there's nothing going in, which includes no pork, no lobster, no sugar, okay, no alcohol, there's nothing going in but water, then the body says, okay, I better clean house. And the body, the hormones and everything will start to make some changes. The body will make the changes automatically, and it cleans the toxins from the body. It starts dissolving fat. It takes 3 days. If anybody's been on a water fast, you're usually kind of hungry, maybe real hungry, for the first 3 days. The third day, you're not hungry, because that's when it's a hormone that they now know is made by the fat cells of the body. And if there's no sugar going in, no food going in, this leptin hormone will stimulate the brain, and which in turn will start burning and dissolving fat for energy. Michael, your listeners might not know that we only get energy from two things in food: sugar and fat. That's it. And if we don't eat any sugar, then the body doesn't have any energy from sugar, so it switches over and it starts burning fat. Burning fat.
You might want to mention some of the fad diets that health-type people are on. Sometimes it's an acid alkaline-type food, and sometimes it's blood-type, body-type diets. You already mentioned
right. Vegetarianism.
What's your opinion on these certain regimens?
Well, the acid alkaline food, yeah, there's a lot to that. But the problem is there's not enough data in one location, and they're mixing things up. The blood type, Peter Diadamo, one of my good friends, Dr. John Shalepi, he went to school with his son, and they went to college together, and then they both got into the health field. But the blood types, it's not 100% accurate, because some people can't eat certain food because of their blood type now, but when they get healthier, they can eat those kinds of food. So it's not 100%. It's a good start. It's a good, it gets people looking at their food they're eating. The acid alkaline thing, that gets people to be more observant to what they're swallowing. But it's not the total answer. It's not, both of these are pictures. They get people started. But I don't think that they're complete at all. Like fasting. Fasting is really good to cleanse the body, but it doesn't help malnutrition.
Right.
You're not eating anything.
We could go on, I think, all night, but we're just out of time. You want to give your contact information again? And then
Okay. Our
information will be given here at the end of the broadcast. And let me thank you again for being our guest tonight.
Oh, you bet, Michael. My email address is makemeyounger@gmail.com. My cell phone, I'll give that, 541-840-6811. If you want the book, the Bible Food Laws book, I'll send it to you free. You can call, email. My address is P.O. Box 3546, Central Point, Oregon, 97502. Name is Ken Anderson. My website, one of my websites is naturalwellnesshall.blogspot.com. I got about 14 hours of recordings there that I've done. naturalwellnesscall.blogspot, blogspot.com, and my website is simply giving hope team, because every time I sell product, I give children that are in orphanages a supplement. I don't, but the organization does. So it's givinghopeteam.com. givinghopeteam.com.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
God bless you. We're just out of time.
God bless. God bless.
We pray that your spiritual ears have received today's message and that you are fed with strong meat relevant to solving the needs of our nation and Christian civilization everywhere. Herald of Truth is sponsored by Kingdom Identity Ministries through the financial support and prayers of listeners like you who love the truth of God's Word and want to see it broadcast throughout the land to awaken His people. If you would like a CD of today's message, tell us the date and station to which you are listening and send a donation to cover our costs plus help with radio time to Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602. We would appreciate donations made by our international listeners to be in U.S. funds. For a free introductory packet of information, including our doctrinal statement of beliefs, plus lists of books and tapes to aid you in your study of biblical truth, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, USA. Or request this material by calling 870-741-1119. That's 870-741-1119. Visit our internet website by going to www.kingidentity.com. Type www.kingidentity.com. We invite you to listen regularly to Herald of Truth broadcast for more dynamic messages proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom at this same time and station.